Hey guys, Sharon McLaughlin here. I am thrilled that you're listening to the Female Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast. This podcast is actually a spinoff of a Facebook group that I started called Female Physician Entrepreneurs. I was burned out as a plastic surgeon, and I really had no place to go. Over time, I created a Facebook group. We grew the group. We're over 7,000 strong right now, and we're all about networking and collaborating. So if you find yourself interested in learning more about business, join our Facebook group. Each week, we try to do a podcast where we make connections, we learn about each other. Most importantly, we're here to support each other. So let's listen along for this week's podcast. Hey guys, how are you guys doing today? I wanted to introduce Dr. Barbara Hamilton today. She's boarded in interventional radiology, and she has a few things to share with us. She's an author. She's going to be doing a retreat, which sounds phenomenal. She also has created a course. And so there's a lot of things going on so we can learn from her. So Dr. Hamilton, thanks so much for being here today. Go ahead, tell us about your story. How did you go from being interventional radiology and doing these other things? What would you like to speak about first? Let's talk about the book. Introduce us to the book.
Thank you so much for having me, Sharon. And my mission basically started when I landed in the community as an attending. I became an interventional radiologist after exiting training at UCLA. And I realized that I had this great life. And where are all the other women? I felt the need to share my experience because along the training pathway, people had said, you know, this isn't really a great place for women. This is not a career for women. And I beg to differ. I just felt the need to put my voice out there. I didn't see my voice on the internet. I just had my baby. So the voice of a woman in a male-dominated field, I wanted to share what that functionally looked like. Because when I was a student and a trainee, it was a black box. It was just a mystery. You know, I had my male attendings who were great role models in some ways, but I strove to become like an online role model, I guess. And the way I did that is by writing a blog. So I started writing a blog for 2 years.
What's the name of the blog?
It's called tiredsuperheroine.com.
Perfect.
And out of that blog grew the idea to write a book. I've always kind of wanted to write a book, and it was very easy to have this come together when you're writing a blog post every week. And I realized I wanted to write a book for medical students. So although it's for medical students who are finding their way, finding their specialty, I've been told it's relatable for other women as well. I think it has different things to take away for all women who are like navigating their careers. But basically, this is like a user's guide for women who are specifically choosing male-dominated fields. Some of the confusing things we go through, like when people get gendered advice and, you know, you may find the perfect specialty for you that really grabs your attention. And you'll get somebody who knows more than you and attending tell you, well, this isn't really a great field for women, so maybe you can settle on this other thing. I just think that's terrible advice, and it's still everywhere. And so this book is like a hand to hold. So if there's a woman who finds me, you know, in the middle of the night when she's doubting herself, that's my wish, is that somebody can find the blog, find the book. And even if they don't have a female attending they can identify with there, then maybe just the little interviews in my book or just something I say in the book can help support them.
Perfect. Tell us about the retreat. It sounds like your book was really like leading right into that retreat. So I've heard good things about it. Share with us.
Thank you so much. Yeah. So I live in Palm Springs, California, which is a beautiful place to visit anyway. And the idea came to me, why not share this with other women? So this idea was actually the brainchild of Meredith Englander. So she's a leader in my field. And I worked together with her in my society. And part of the reason I split off into my platform is I realized like in a society, there's only so much you can do. And I wanted to just create my own platform. So Meredith, she basically created a women's group within our society, which was like a safe place to land and start honing your leadership skills. And that's helped me tremendously. And she put together a retreat in Colorado a couple of years back. So I wanted to do that again. I'm sure it takes a lot of, you know, it's been a good amount of planning so far. And I just wanted to make it happen again. And I figured I can do it in my new hometown. So I've been in Palm Springs for 7 years. It's a beautiful place. And there are lots of little boutique hotels. And I just wanted to bring people together in this beautiful space.
So tell us about the purpose of the actual retreat and who your target market is.
The purpose is to bring women together across male-dominated fields. So there are so many fields like mine. My field is just 9% women. And, you know, there's orthopedic surgery that's less than 10% women. There's vascular surgery, who is doing fantastic at like 13% women. So they're recruiting more women than we are. You know, there are women across these male-dominated fields who I think are isolated during training and then beyond. And I wanted to bring them together because I love, you know, discussing common challenges with my female colleagues in other specialties at work. And I know that there are women across the country who may be starving for this opportunity. So I wanted to create it.
What type of topics will you guys be covering?
The main purpose of the retreat is to relax and mastermind with other women like you. So we can talk about anything from, you know, business topics to bro culture in the operating room, just common challenges, parenting as a female physician. This is not something we're all doing, but it's something that many of us are doing. And I think it would just be so fun. When I see a colleague in the hallway at a national meeting, there's never enough time. I wanted to create that space and make that time.
So when you come together, what do you expect? It's 4 days. Tell us about the location. I know you mentioned Palm Springs. Tell us about like the rooms. Tell us about the pool. Why would somebody want to come?
Yeah, this is in my neighborhood in Palm Springs. So now I have the local advantage. I know where all the good restaurants are and the good places. So there's this beautiful boutique hotel. It's just 9 rooms. It's a couple blocks from my house. And what I envision is bringing people here, poolside massage, like morning meditation and yoga, that sort of thing. I'd love to bring people to Joshua Tree National Park for an excursion. So all of this is going to come together. We're going to have good food. So everything is included. I wanted people to come and just not have to really worry about anything. And I could just host. I even want to bring people to my house and have like a cocktail reception one evening. So this has really just been a lot of fun to brainstorm and kind of to have as a brainchild so far. And I really just want to make it happen.
It sounds like a lovely event. Tell us about your course. You created a course as well. Who is that for?
Yeah, I'm in the midst of creating Broke to Breadwinner and Beyond is the name of the course. And that came out of this huge learning curve that I went through when I was learning to become the breadwinner of my family. So I went from a single resident making $40,000 to a resident making moonlighting and making maybe $90,000. And then jumping in, having a family, having a baby, and figuring out like, what do I do with this attending paycheck? And it's a huge learning curve. And beyond just what to do with the paycheck, I learned a lot of early career lessons about building alliances, like who is on your side at work? Who do you need on your side? How do you build your brand? And all these things that you don't realize when you're new to like a hospital environment.
Sounds like those are great topics for the retreat as well. I'm sure you'll be covering them. Perfect. All right. So looking back with everything that you've done, what would you have done differently?
Well, I think I've fallen prey to being a bit of a one-woman show. It's been hard to outsource some of this stuff as all the ideas come to me. I've definitely tried virtual assistants and I need to incorporate more. So outsourcing is a word some people use, or delegation. And so still something I'm working on. I would love to get like a local intern from the college that's near here and have someone who can build their resume while working with me. So that's something I probably need to do next. So probably just falling prey to like using all of my free time to build my platform. Don't know if I'd recommend it for everyone.
That's great. Going forward, what would you like to see with all these moves that you're making?
I just want to see women in male-dominated fields be empowered. So I want to see women surgeons come together and realize that we have this ability to come together virtually, but also coming together in person is going to be so powerful. And I miss that feeling of coming to a meeting and connecting with people in person. I know a lot of people do. And this, I think, will be a unique opportunity to just sink your teeth into like desert vibes, just to relax and kind of force yourself to unplug. Like this is making connections with other women like you.
Barbara, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Sharon.
Thank you for joining us on another episode of Female Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you like us, please give us a nice review and tell your family and friends about us. We'll see you on another episode.